sounded like a Yeti. It's the 46th episode of the Weed Cosplay Podcast. I'm Holly.
I'm Kevin.
I'm Rebecca.
What? Rebecca's back.
I'm back. You thought I was dead, but I wasn't.
Just for
I'm
this back. Episode or?
Oh, you,
for it depends a while. On how she
Who
feels.
Can say? Who can say?
But she is wearing my Hello Kitty hat.
Yeah.
For those that are just listening to the
yeah.
audio.
Oh, yeah. She's wearing a Hello Kitty headband type hat. Crown. Really what do you great. Call it? Crown? It's pretty comfortable.
Yeah.
Looks like a nurse thing.
Or it's like one of those Burger King crowns.
Yeah. It is. And they kind of like when we checked in, they were like, here's your crown. And I was like, what? It did make me happy.
And temporary tattoos.
Mm-mm.
No, I know. One can wish.
He didn't. I don't know. Oh. On Kevin's birthday, when my dad gave him his gift, my dad and his girlfriend were like, there's a funny gift in the bag too. And we were like, okay. And it was just a pack of like 100 Frozen temporary tattoos. And they were like, we just thought it was so funny. And we're like, oh. And Kevin, like,
dude.
He was cleaning them out the other day. He's like, what do you want me to do with these tattoos?
Take those to an elementary school. Stand out back. Be like, Frozen tattoo. $100. $100.
You can sell them for 25 cents a piece. Hey, kid. You want some Frozen tattoos?
They don't want drugs. They want Frozen tattoos.
Listen, I'm already feeling weird enough. Some girl texted me yesterday.
Oh.
Like, she was, I don't know. I got a random text and she's like, who are you? And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, how'd you get this number? And they're like, you called me. I was like, no, I didn't call you. And then, so I looked up their number and it's this like 13, 14 year old girl that goes to school in Spokane. And I was like, no.
And I was like, Kevin, you need to shut this down. And then they kept calling him.
Yeah. Then they started calling me.
Yeah.
And then I
and
just
like leaving weird voicemails
numbers.
That were like giggling and stuff. So it was like, oh my God.
This isn't PC, but I feel like that's backwards than how it usually works.
What?
Right.
Oh, yeah. She's chasing.
Yeah.
Well, I don't even think she knows he's a dude.
That's true.
There was never a conversation like that. It was just like, who are you? And then Kevin was like, who are you?
Oh, no. She said, well, you called me.
You called me in class.
Yeah.
I'm in class. And he's like, and she was like doing all bad grammar, and he's like, listen, blah blah blah, you have bad grammar, like,
so we can't talk anymore.
And I was like, Kevin, you just sound like an old man. And she's gonna be like, whatever.
But then they called me, which is the weird part.
Her friends were probably like, let's call. I don't know, I'm trying to place
being
myself
terrorized by children.
Yes.
Yeah,
man.
Wow, you should call the police. They're harassing you.
You should. Yeah, they're on your lawn year old. Right now.
That's harassment. Anyway.
Anyway.
Should we talk about
I think so. That's
yeah?
fine.
Can
we can talk about it. Yeah.
Kind of announce it a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, you can announce it.
Because we're almost there.
Yes. Holly
is eight months. I'm 8 months
along.
Pregnant. It's gonna be a burrito, we found out yesterday.
Burrito.
I know. I'm hoping it has sour cream on it. Anyway.
What the fuck did that mean?
No.
It's because we were talking all secretly and Kevin decided to say that.
Yes. No.
Anyways. We are making t-shirts.
We have a t-shirt line coming out.
Rebecca has known this for a while, so it's not a surprise.
Oh, yeah.
Her.
I kept the time.
You kept it.
On the meeting, and it was like 18 hours.
Yeah.
I left it
she
on.
She was our, what would you call it, like a secretary.
I started it, and then I never
she
turned it
was
off.
Was keeping the minutes of the meeting, and then she left us and never turned the meeting off. So the meeting ran for 18 hours.
Meeting.
But we have two t-shirts being printed as we speak at a local company. And they will... I don't know. We got to take the pictures and set up the website. So probably in like 2 weeks, they'll be
No,
released.
I think they'll be ready.
No, because they're
by
not...
the time this comes out.
No. Don't... What? She said, when we talked to the lady, she said late next week when we'll get them. And then we have to take pictures of them. And then, you know what I mean?
But we can just take simple pictures and put them up and get
Anyways,
ready to
this
go.
Is getting, you're making this complicated.
Oh, no.
Coming soon.
They need to be ready for
Christmas. That's not gonna happen.
Oh yeah, you ain't gonna get nowhere about Christmas.
Yeah,
talking about.
Yeah, it's too late now. But they'll be released. Yay!
So by
use
the end
your
of the
Christmas
year.
Money.
There you go.
Buy them for MLK Day.
MLK Day.
President's Day.
So total, we have five t-shirts planned, but two are currently being printed.
Yes.
So eventually those will get released, and hopefully more. They are cosplay related t-shirts.
Cosplay specific.
Yes. that's not related. Cosplay specific t-shirts, and we hope you'll like them. We're really excited about them. We've been talking about this for like a year. Yes. And it finally started coming to play in the end of summer, and now it's actually coming to fruition.
Yes. Yay. These are not your standard cheap t-shirts. These are
American Apparel.
American Apprel, top of the line.
Top of the line.
American Apparel.
Best t-shirts.
American Apparel. They filed for bankruptcy.
I'm wearing
them. They're going to be okay.
Yes, Kevin is wearing an American Apparel shirt that he's had for a very long time.
Yes.
So that's it. Sorry. Oh, if you live in the Seattle area and you are a cosplayer maybe and you have a little bit of modeling experience, like you have to be comfortable in front of the camera, please talk to us. We need models to take pictures of.
Yes.
Thank you. If you are coming to Seattle, that also applies. So. Yay!
All right.
Wah! I feel like we need to have like cannons of stuff.
T-shirt cannons.
Whoa! Can we shoot them at the camera? Or the camera would probably die if we shot a t-shirt.
Yeah, it's a pretty violent machine.
Is it? Do people get hurt with t-shirt cannons? Really?
There's 13 to 15 t-shirt cannon deaths in America.
Every year.
Every year.
More than alligator deaths. More than sharks.
I don't know about that. Alligator deaths.
Just $15 a month, you can donate and stop these cruel deaths at football games. Football.
Ban the t-shirt cannons.
Basketball games.
Tennis.
There's t-shirt
drag
cannons
race
at
events.
Cons.
I've heard someone was telling a story about how they launched an iPod out of one and they got hit in the face. Like, they were like, free iPods!
That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. You're just like getting smacked in the head with an iPod.
Wow.
That'd be kind of nice.
A couple hundred dollars in your face.
Yeah, just
you
like
hit with something. Oh,
it's like porn.
Be an iPod.
Babe.
What?
Wow.
Just seeing if anybody even listens to what I
have
to say.
We do. I'm sure the audio
I
is
wasn't
very
listening.
Clear. Anyways.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry.
How are we going to recover from that?
I don't know. I can't. You made it super awkward.
No,
and
I
now
didn't.
What'd
you
now
say?
It's silent.
I was
he said, like, porn.
Being shot in the face with a couple hundred dollars.
Like a porno?
Yes.
Oh.
Kevin and I had this is TMI. Kevin and I got a little drunk last night because they gave us too many drinks on accident, and we had a very
at
the restaurant, and we had a very loud conversation about porn. I realized.
Why does it matter?
I don't know. It was just like we just got into depth about like porn and like stuff, and then I don't know. And I was just like people were like, looking at us, and I was like, are we talking really loudly about porn? It just reminded me when you said porn.
Well, what? You're going to talk about something else when
you're
drunk?
Boring
exactly.
stuff?
Yeah, what?
Taxes. Oh, this year's tax returns.
Oh, God.
Oof. Yeah.
Local politics.
Make sure everybody's addresses are right or with your last employers because...
The Senate chose to defund Planned Parenthood. Wow. Get that out of here. Serious topics. When you're drunk.
Yeah.
Serious debates.
See, look at how dry I got. Like, we got all riled up and excited talking about porn, and then now we're just talking about serious politics. And now it's all quiet.
It's all over the place.
Yeah.
It's like a roller coaster.
My emotions.
Yeah. I don't really know what to do.
Oh. Sorry. I don't know. You got something for me?
No.
You said you had something.
Well,
you said you had a link.
I did.
And that you remembered and you wrote
it
down.
It is related to Naruto. And I think we started this podcast a little early because in 2 hours.
I pronounce it Naruto.
In 2 hours and 59 minutes, they're going to announce something. So we started this podcast.
So we're like just behind.
We're a little. Yes, exactly.
2 hours,
but
59 minutes.
People suspect
so in 3 hours, something Naruto is going to happen.
Let's see here. Oh, wait, or maybe...
And the people listening to this would be like, it's already been announced, because we...
Maybe my phone...
Filmed this podcast too early.
Let's see here. Oh, never mind. 14 days, sorry.
Oh, 14...
14
Whoa.
Days, 3 hours, sorry. It said 19 days, and then it just... Because this is bad website design. Whoever designed it, cuts off on the phone, so you only see the hours and minutes.
Like
but if
That's
you flip
stupid.
It and go landscape mode, then it says 14
so
days.
So in 2 weeks...
In 2 weeks, there's going to be something announced.
Do people have any guesses of what it's supposed to be?
Let's see
Because Naruto
here.
Definitely ended.
Yeah.
Am I hearing what I'm thinking? Tracks are vibrating. Hype train!
Oh, God.
Let's see here. Oh, there's a Jump Fest start, or Jump Festa starts in 19 days, so they
think
it's
going to
be announced
there.
But Boruto anime. Boruto?
What's that?
Boruto? I don't know.
It's like probably a manga. I pronounce that Boruto.
It would really make sense to start a new anime when the old... It wouldn't make sense to start a new anime when the old one is still going on. Okay, so they're probably announcing the new content, so as soon as Naruto ends, then they'll have a new show to go off of.
I don't know about that.
No?
It just needs to end.
Well,
like it's
no,
not...
well, I think what they're going to do, a new anime.
But, like, based off the world of Naruto?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not into it enough... Maybe I should start pounding through all 500 episodes of that to figure out what's going on.
I know the world. You know the world of Naruto.
I've been there, yes.
Yeah. Well, you looked around. And I can't... Sometimes, like I hate, like, reboots and stuff like that. Like, sometimes things just need to end. And it's not bad when things end, you know?
Like what?
Just book, you know, like this books end, and you're like, all right, movies end. It's like I hate when they try to push movies to be more than
when
one
movie.
When
they drag on a
yeah.
TV show and the magic is gone. And
exactly.
It's kind of just like, oof.
Like, yeah, TV shows do that a lot. Like, when TV shows get pushed past, like, 5 seasons, usually it ends up being kind of shitty, and you're like, this needs to end. You know, it's not, if it's a comedy, it's not funny anymore. If it's a drama, it's not, you've seen it all.
You give me that Friends money.
Yeah. It just yeah have we talked about Paro on the podcast?
We have not.
All right,
Parvo. That's
Paro.
Disease.
Oh.
So everybody has Netflix. You have Netflix, right?
Wow, that's judgmental.
Yeah.
Everybody has Netflix.
Some people can't afford $7.99 a month.
Wow. Okay, if you don't have Netflix, you need to be stealing someone else's Netflix. Okay,
borrowing.
Yeah, borrow it.
Borrow.
And you need to watch Master of None, which is on Netflix.
I saw people making jokes about that in real life, and I was like, oh, I need to watch that show. But then I didn't.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
There's an episode where there's this robotic seal.
It's pretty adorable.
It's pretty adorable. It's like this, it's called Grandparents or something, I think the episode's
yeah.
called. And he, this
grandparents?
I think it's called Grandparents. Oh, okay. And, or old people. It's either grandparents or old people. And, they're visiting someone's grandpa, and he's like, I'm not lonely, or I don't have my PSD from the war anymore because I have Paro, and it's this animatronic seal, and it's like making these cooing noises.
Yeah,
and
it
stuff.
Makes noises, it
and
learns.
And it blinks, and it like learns, and it like it's basically for older people to comfort them
yeah.
a little bit. And we thought it was fake, like for
they
the show.
They made it for the show or something.
Yeah, and we were like, oh, that's funny. And then I Googled Paro. Because I had this inkling. I was like, this is a really advanced, like,
right.
seal.
Because this prop for the show, like, moves around and
yeah.
looks.
And they
and,
put,
like
a binky in his mouth, and it's, like, sucking on the binky. And I'm like, this is really advanced for, like, a probably a not high
prop.
Budget,
yeah.
like, yeah, show. And it's real. It's made in Japan. It's made for old people. It's $6,000.
It's made for old people?
I really wanted it, though.
It's,
but it's $6,000.
It's supposed to help with, like, Alzheimer's and stuff.
Oh. Yeah. It's yeah. like, and just, like, general, like, comforting, like, real animals do. But they don't make, like, a mess or care that real animals need. So, Paro exists. P-A-R-O, for those of you who haven't watched Master of None and want to look at it. It's super cute. Definitely need a Paro in my life.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's creepy with that. That other picture looked
kind of
creepy.
Yeah.
Right now it's on its 5th generation Paro,
yeah.
so it's a lot more advanced than the previous Paros, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is adorable. Look at that thing. Look at that thing. It just, it's like, it looks
yeah.
like it's alive.
P-A-R-O, all in caps is what
you
it's,
can just
it probably stands for something, but.
Search it.
Paro the seal.
Oh, man.
Need it in my life. Really upset at $6,000. I was like, I'm going to buy one. A couple $100, let's buy one. Nope.
Well, they make that's like a big thing for kids right now, animatronic kind of
pets
toys.
Yeah,
pets yeah. and shit.
I can see that. I can also see why it'd be comforting for like older people because
mm-hmm.
it's like a real pet, but it's not.
You don't have to clean up after
yeah,
it.
You don't have to scoop its poop.
Yeah.
And you just have to update the app every
yeah, you just
month.
Gotta plug it in. You gotta call your grandson.
Yeah.
Can you help me with my seal? Yeah. I don't know. I'm really into Paro. Yeah.
The show in general is really well
yeah,
done, too.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with cosplay, but Master of None.
Yeah.
Good show.
If you're Asian, you'll feel the guilt when you watch that show.
Yes.
There's a one episode.
I think it's called Asian Parents.
No,
it's called Parents.
It's just called Parents.
Yeah. Kevin, it hit way too close to home because it was about a Taiwanese parent, and it was like exactly how his dad is.
And it's like,
and he's like, nope, this is hitting too close. It's too real.
Why don't you call?
Yeah.
I'm not your personal IT dad. Jesus. Yeah. Oh, too close.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oof, we gotta wind down.
Why don't we wind down, take a break, and talk about Amazon.
Amazon.
Yeah.
This is Amazon's.
Yes. No. Well, it's getting close to Christmas. And if you have Amazon Prime, you can get your gifts shipped to you in 2 days.
Kevin and I have experienced that. We, last year, last minute ordered gifts on like December like 20th.
I don't remember.
And what got them really fast. We had to walk. We had to get them delivered to a locker, an Amazon locker. Yeah. And then we walked over there and we were like, why did we wait last minute? Anyways.
Yes, yes. So Amazon Prime will save you this Christmas season. If you're interested in purchasing anything from Amazon or an Amazon Prime subscription, visit elitecosplay.com/Amazon. That is our affiliate link. And if you bookmark that page, we get a small kickback for every purchase that you make. Yeah. And that helps us make more videos.
And I just made a video yesterday about makeup, foundation specifically. That'll be coming out after this podcast. So look out for that. It's like a beginner's guide to makeup. And it will lead into more cosplay specific tutorials. But I thought I would start from the beginning because I know a few people who don't know anything about makeup. So I was like, here.
Yes. Ta-da. We could link it on the photo shoots. How to do your makeup.
How to do your makeup for this photo shoot. Watch. No. A lot of people we work with do really good makeup. So pretty jelly.
More contouring.
Makeup is part of cosplay.
It is.
Along with your cosplay itself and the props, makeup is a huge part of that. Rebecca knows that.
Exaggerated makeup too, especially because the camera needs it.
Yes.
It needs it.
You need to be like a pageant.
A pageant?
Pageant girl.
Like a
need to cake on that makeup.
6-year-old girl twirling a baton on
what
stage.
What is that called? What's that show called?
I don't know.
What's it called, Rebecca?
Stage Moms? I don't
Stage
know.
Stage Moms.
Dance Moms? I don't know.
Can't remember what it's called. Making Little it up. Girls That Are Pageant
TLC
Girls.
Yeah, it's or something.
I don't think it's on anymore. Is that a thing anymore?
Honey Boo Boo? Whatever.
That's where she came from.
Yeah, Honey Boo Boo. That's what it's called.
God.
Got it.
Is that what the show was called? Cable. Honey
no,
Boo Boo?
No, she got a spinoff show from it. From whatever.
No, I know, but was her show called Honey Boo Boo? Okay. Yeah. I forgot. They're getting another show. Not
are
on
they?
TLC, though.
Yeah, probably. Well, figured.
But
HBO.
The gritty life. They live in a trailer. Honey Boo Boo eats paschetti.
Oh,
do you know what paschetti is?
No, I don't want
to. What?
It's spaghetti noodles with ketchup.
Oh, what?
That's no. Child abuse.
That's child
Called it.
Okay. Whew. Sorry, going way off top. I mean, it's close. I used to put ketchup on my macaroni and cheese. Is that a thing?
Yeah, that is a thing. Well, okay. It's like how we put
like not a lot, just like a little bit.
I don't know. I put sriracha on, and I feel like that's the same concept. It adds like another depth of flavor.
As
on
a kid,
it.
I just remember my grandma would make me like bought like Kraft macaroni and cheese, and then I'd like squirt a little bit of ketchup on it, and then I like stopped doing it. And then when I think back out, I'm like, I don't think I'd be really into that. I don't know why I put ketchup. I put ketchup on everything.
Because like, you like sugar as a child.
Is that what it was? I think I liked salsa, and maybe that was like the closest thing. Like when we didn't have salsa, I was like, that's red and has flavor, right? I mean, I froze milk because I thought it would turn into ice cream, so.
You're not that far off.
I had a Lion King cup from Burger King. I put milk in it and put it in the freezer and then took it out and got sad.
It turned into like the ice.
It was like, just, it was like ice. Yeah, it was like ice milk. Yeah. I don't know. It was,
didn't have enough fat.
And I ate it for like a minute and I was like, this is not what cream. I thought it was going to be. This is how children learn, I guess.
Or special children.
I mean, did you not like, okay. Maybe because I was home alone all the time. I stuck things in the microwave all the time. Like
all this happened just a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
I'm pretending like I was 5 when this happened. But really?
Yesterday, I found out that iced milk is not ice cream.
Oh my God.
Dang it.
Wish I had been present for that.
Guys. It's really disappointing. And it ruined my Lion King cup. Anyways.
Anyways.
Yeah. I have nothing to talk about.
Nothing? You didn't look up anything this week?
Nothing going on. There's lulls in the cosplay world. It happens. There is, I mean, we're about to do a winter shoot with Lillian, so that's exciting.
I didn't know this.
I've been planning it myself. Because winter is our downtime. Also, we released our cosplay schedule on our Facebook. So if you're new to this podcast and you didn't hear it last week, it's on our Facebook now. You can look at our schedule or our Instagram.
What is it again? SakuraCon.
Emerald City. Acon. Anime Expo. Otaku-thon. Otakon. Kamori-con. Too many cons. Let's have a con without the word con in it. Is there a con without con?
Yeah, absolutely.
Katsu-con. Anime Los Angeles does not have the word con in it. Anime Expo doesn't, I guess.
Yeah, because it's an expo.
It's an expo, not a con. Sorry, I'm just saying it all the time. It's just like con, con, con. You go to Anime Expo, you better, bitch. It's been like 5 years.
It has been 5 years.
I think it has been five
no,
years.
No, it hasn't. It's been three.
Oh.
That's 2 years.
Being dramatic.
Yes. Time passes, but it doesn't.
It's been like
really.
2 decades since you've been to Anime Expo. It's crazy now. It's crazy.
Yeah, I bet. You guys are going to...
And we're changing the way we do photo shoots, so it'll be a different experience.
What does that mean?
I'm not going to talk about it yet because we haven't released it yet.
Yeah.
But...
Oh, yeah,
we shoot people?
Them?
Yeah,
so
with
one-time
guns.
Shoot.
Yeah.
Just one time because
we're going to shoot
them.
You.
And then you'll look your best in your obituary.
Yeah.
See?
The last known photo of this person.
And everyone would be like, damn,
you look good. Yeah, so you have to go. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah, so we have lulls in the wintertime. And
we get depressed.
Yes, very depressed because it's dark.
Yes.
Riri Cosplay is doing the League of Legends Lulu, I think.
Okay.
There's like a winterized version.
Mm.
So we have to go in the snow somewhere.
Okay.
So like snow call me.
At least there is snow this year.
That's the closest snow.
No, there's probably closer snow. We probably find
snow. It has the word snow in it.
Yeah, snow call me.
But
it's not smelled snow.
Yes. That's how the natives...
Schnauquammer. Oh, I just got a fucking
damn.
Text.
Ugh. Oh, jeez.
Anyways. did you watch the new Superman Batman trailer?
No, I did not.
Wow.
Not interested.
There goes that. You see Wonder Woman for a hot second?
Yeah, I saw the gif of it.
Oh, where she comes?
Yes.
Have you seen the pictures of the new Wonder Woman?
I've lost interest in things I once cared about.
What are you interested in now,
Rebecca? Nothing. Nothing right now.
Nothing
Not
right.
even Star Wars. No.
What? That's coming out in like...
10 days.
Oh, wow. Whatever. Kevin's all on that.
He's on it.
Or 13 days, sorry.
So what were you going to ask, though? She look hot? Is she brunette or blonde?
Well, black-haired? I mean, what is her hair color? Black, right?
All right, but they, you know...
Yeah,
they
she got they got the wig on it.
All right,
they
cool.
They got it. I don't know if Kevin and I talked about this. People are mad because she's literally a model.
She's
too skinny.
What size is she supposed to be?
Thicker.
What?
Not like
is that like
large.
A thing they made a big deal out of? And I've never read a Wonder Woman comic.
I guess it like the very first Wonder
the
Woman.
Actress,
she's not like that,
that woman. Well, yeah, but what decade was that?
You know, like the 70s actress. I feel like her body shape was like. The best. I can't remember her name right now. The like TV show Wonder Woman.
Yeah, was that? That's the one I was thinking of. Probably.
Yeah, because she's like skinny, but not like I don't know.
Yeah, but in the 70s, that was like skinny. So
was it though? Because there were very skinny people.
Yeah, but
in the
70s. You know Marilyn Monroe. I mean, you have different.
Marilyn Monroe was pretty
of what
thin.
People look at it.
Marilyn
yeah,
Monroe's
but
thin.
Now they go 150 pounds, too chubby. According to today's standards, who cares if she looks like a model?
Yeah. I think people just get jelly.
But no, I think she's too stickly. Like, the whole point of...
Stickly or...
She's strong.
Sorry, I'm waiting for her to load right now.
Let
so.
If you had cable, but there was this show. There was this, like, temporary thing in between shows. I can't remember if it was on Nickelodeon or Disney Channel, but his name was Stick Stickly. And he was a popsicle stick with a face. And that just reminded me of that. But you guys have no idea what I'm talking
Is
about.
Is that what she looks like?
She looks like Stick Stickly.
So this is like a... childhood drama moment.
So she is like a popsicle stick is
ben
what
Ben Affleck I forgot.
So she doesn't
Wait,
look
is it
like
Ben Affleck
a strong
or is this
Ben Affleck.
Woman.
So people are not they're like
No, look up the woman.
Well, I'm looking up Stick Stickley.
Okay, no, we're not. That's not what we're concerned with right now. We're trying to figure out.
All right, I'm getting the gist. If she looks like that, I'd be disappointed.
She looks like Stick Stickley.
Big yellow nose. It was on Nickelodeon,
by the way, not Disney Channel.
Well, there's your problem right there.
Oh, Kevin's watching the trailer right now.
I'm waiting for it to get to it.
It's
got to be.
So people were kind of weirded out because Ben Affleck's Batman voice is different than Christian Bale's Batman voice. You know how it's all that.
Yeah.
So
but that's not the same voice he had every time.
Yeah, Christian Bale.
I never
he's pretty
like,
consistent.
I hated that.
No, I mean like every actor that's played him.
Yeah, there's too many Batmans.
Well, back in the day, he didn't have like a disguised voice. It was just Batman.
Okay,
it was just
so
I am who I am.
Yeah. So maybe we're just going back to that.
I didn't like during those movies. I liked those movies, but whenever he was in his Batman persona and he had the fake voice, I was just like, no, stop it. Like you sound stupid. I always hated it.
Okay, so maybe this will be better.
It made my throat hurt just thinking about it. Like, it's way too, like, gruff, you know, like...
like yeah, but he's trying to hide who he is, right? So that people can't be like, wait a minute, you sound exactly like Bruce Wayne.
He puts on black eyeliner like a panda just so he can wear it. Have you noticed that? He puts, like, black makeup on so
his
eyes
aren't... Yeah, I've seen
the tutorials. The Bruce Banner Batman tutorial.
Yeah, it's pretty...
He just, like, smudged, like, the NFL black stuff that people wear.
There she is. Oh yeah, she's way too skinny. Hold on, she'll load in
Kevin
a second.
Kevin agrees.
I think she is too skinny. All
right, let me.
You know, I could just look up the person. I don't know her name though.
She's too skinny.
She looks like she's got.
Can I add another cell
What's
phone?
What's her name?
I don't know.
You know,
I don't
we
know
have
her
this
name.
Thing where they can ask.
This is the worst this. Podcast ever.
No, it's not. Okay, Google. Who plays the new Wonder Woman in Batman vs. Superman? Or
Gal Gadot. Gadots? Gal Gadots?
Is she French?
I don't know. Gadot? Yeah, it could be Gadot, I guess.
Gucci Bamboo? What?
This is what she looks
Gal
like.
Gal Gadot Wonder Woman. Okay. Images.
I mean, she's cute. I like the way she looks.
Oh, Gal Gadot, yeah.
Gadot?
No.
It's probably Gadot.
Wait,
that's
no.
Her.
Diana Prince?
Oh, okay. Okay. Look at that.
Yeah.
You're going to see what other shape of a woman are we going to put in an American
bigger
film?
Thighs.
Bigger thighs. Like thunder. Like, I need some girl who can, like, crush my head in between your thighs.
But this is an American film.
Okay, so what country would have, like, Amazonian woman thighs?
I don't know.
Brazil? The Brazil edition?
No, because she probably is Brazilian.
That's
like, Brazil,
that's
like,
the
like,
size of woman. That's the size of a woman that we're so just, I mean, what, you just gotta give up after what, you know what, that's the woman, you know.
I need a girl who maybe ate like a burrito the night before and can't fit into the armor quite right. Like she's like
awkward,
like,
Wonder Woman.
Like they're like, alert, Wonder Woman, we need you, and she's like, okay. And she like pulls the corset out, she's like, come on, suck it in. She has to like lay down to like put her pants on or something. I don't know.
I like that. I'd watch that. But I wouldn't expect that to be happening in this movie.
Like Batman
is super place for that.
Like Batman is super nice, still fighting and she's still in her bedroom like, trying to get, she's like, I'm almost done. Just hang on.
All right.
That's your
not,
fantasy.
That's not how Wonder Woman gets dressed. She gets dressed magically. She turns around and she's dressed,
I think,
right?
What the, we should focus on the real issue is that this woman's French.
Gadot? Gadot?
No T, right? The silent T.
Like, does she need to be, like, Amazonian? Like, they had to go.
Is that what Wonder Woman is? Is she an Amazon?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I didn't even know that.
She has, like, a pack of Amazonian women.
So is she
like,
supposed to be taller? Like,
yeah.
she's supposed to be
7 feet tall.
Okay, well, you could have started there. I didn't even know what she was supposed to look like.
I think she's supposed to be.
Is she French?
Like, in the comic book, she, like, turns around just like...
Holding baguettes.
She's supposed to be freakishly big. Well, we need to get those 7 feet women actresses. Where are they? There's no jobs for them.
They need to put her in like huge.
There's one job.
Well, the 7 foot women are the WNBA. So.
You can go to the WNBA. Rebecca is on the committee for 7 foot actresses. Please donate. They don't get enough roles. All the roles are taken by 5'9" French models. We don't even know if she's French. I mean, we're just saying that.
Now she better be French.
Well, now I gotta look at it.
Oh, no.
I'm really disappointed.
You guys can keep talking.
Not.
I mean, I'm... she's Israeli.
Oh,
so.
That makes sense as well.
Wow. Not even French.
We're all over the place. I don't know. Now I'm kind of interested. She's in Israel.
Are you going to go at her on Instagram? What's her Instagram?
She's 5'10". Oh, she's 5'10".
Oh, there you go. Look at this. Look at this. There's an Instagram button under her profile.
She's 5'10", so she's pretty tall.
Yeah,
she's pretty tall.
I don't know.
I think she... I feel bad because she's probably getting a lot of hate. Because people don't like new things.
Right.
They don't like the new joke. I mean, you know, people are like, new Joker.
Yeah, I like Jared Leto.
But did that movie come out?
No,
that's this one, right? Or no, is that a different one?
No, that's...
Oh, shit.
No, it's a different one. Suicide Squad.
Oh, that one did come out then.
No.
No?
It's not out yet.
I feel like I saw an interview with
Will Smith.
What's
going on?
It's probably for a different movie.
No,
Suicide Squad's not out yet.
No? Okay.
It's probably coming out on Christmas. No movies come out on
it's
Christmas
anymore? It's coming out
in
2016,
it
says. Okay. What? So, yeah. Yeah, people are excited about the Harley Quinn, but when there's a new... When that other Joker was so good, and there's a new one, people are like...
That's a different Joker.
The Harley Quinn was skinny in the comics.
This is, you know...
I didn't say she was...
Harley Quinn's
like an average height, skinny woman in the comics. So.
Yeah, so there we go.
You can't get that. No. That actress is wrong. What? She's average height skinny. God. Anyways. What were you talking about?
I don't even know.
Oh, people don't like new things, so people don't like the new Wonder Woman. And Wonder Woman hasn't been represented in a long time. There was going to be a Wonder Woman TV show like 5 years ago or something, and people flipped a shit over that.
Isn't there one called Wonder Girl or something?
No, that's Supergirl.
Oh, Supergirl.
That came out.
Oh.
That looks bad.
Are we mad? Because she's probably wrongly casted. We haven't...
Now, there was some debate over that, too, because, there was a scene where, Superman had to come in and save the day and said, you're not good enough or something like
that.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah,
that didn't happen.
I saw a GIF, and then Superman was there, and he was like, why are you even trying? Or something like that. Or it's just like...
Chick's got to put up
with
so
much... You know what? That brings, a conflict, right? Because probably in the first episode, she was probably really, doing really well. And you have to, bring her down a notch. Mm. I mean, not... You shouldn't have to bring a male to bring her down a notch, but... You have to give the character some sort of conflict or problem, I'm not strong enough, some sort of inner, I'm you got to have that self-consciousness, because then you're like, oh,
so now we should watch it. We should probably watch this.
Absolutely
now.
Not. I'm not into it at all.
No,
that
they used a Taylor
terrible.
Swift song for their promo. And
that's
it played,
pretty much the line.
And it played over and over and over again when we just got rid of cable a week ago. And when we had cable, it was over and over and over again. This Taylor Swift song, the same clips over and over again. And I just was like, I hate the show now. And I haven't even seen it because you're playing the same thing too many times. It has good reviews.
What channel is it on?
CBS, I think.
One of the regular
CBS
channels.
CBS, yeah. It was. I remember it wasn't ABC or NBC, and I thought CBS is stupid. Hmm. Yeah. I don't know.
But yeah, I haven't seen it.
Sorry, that was like a really long winded rant from me. So.
Well,
I feel a little exhausted.
We have a long winded rant. It's kind of our whole
everyday
experience on this planet.
I don't know, Kevin, is that
one
what
thing
you
after
get
another, but,
from this
you know,
relationship is my
long
winded rant.
Bash actresses and bash under other women.
Yeah, we feel good.
We're doing something.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Aww.
I'm rolling my eyes.
Yes.
I'm watching video.
I don't like when people are like, other women are like, I can't really be friends with other girls. I'm like, why not?
Because women aren't trained to...
what's the problem?
Support and hang out with other women.
What's the problem? I like other girls. I want to be friends with
other
girls. I want to talk about girl stuff. We're friends, aren't we?
It's been 5 weeks, but who cares?
I know. I haven't seen her in 5 weeks.
Yeah.
I always get scared to text you because I don't want to wake you up. Whenever I remember to text Rebecca, it's when she's sleeping, and I'm like, okay, I'll text her at 5 when she's awake, and then I forget.
No, text me at 8 in the morning like my mom. 14 texts.
Have you talked? Okay, so Rebecca, for those who don't know, works the graveyard shift, so she's the opposite. Does your mom, have you talked to her? Be like, mom, please do not text me until 3 p.m.
I don't really care. Oh. I usually respond.
You wake up, respond, and then fall back asleep.
I'm like, oh, I'm gonna wake up.
So is your dog's sleep matched up with yours now? Is he awake at night?
He sleeps 24 hours a day.
So it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Sometimes he wants to play. And I'm like, oh, we can't do that right now.
I'm sleeping. Does he poke you? Hey.
Yeah, he'll stand on my face. He's like, hello.
Are you dead? Hey, maybe he's just checking your vital signs.
Yeah, you know, he keeps care of me.
I was going to go on a rant about something.
Well, one rant per episode, I think, is enough.
No, I got to do this.
Okay.
I've been thinking about it all week, and I decided that a podcast would be a really good time to yell about it. There's some anime in it, so I can talk about it. OTPs. Do you ever have OTPs,
Rebecca? Only homosexual ones.
Okay, but that's an OTP still. Kevin probably doesn't experience OTPs. He probably doesn't care. Do you ever have, like, someone you really, like, on a show that you're like, you should get together? Let's do this.
No.
Logan and Rory on Gilmore Girls.
Well, okay, fine.
Is that the dark-haired one? Kind of rebel one?
No, that's Jess. And that's my OTP. Logan's the blonde.
Oh, what?
He's the one at the end, the rich one that treats her nicely.
That's Kevin's OTP. That's his one. His OOTP. Like, literally. Yes. His one trick rant.
Anyways, all right, what's the rant?
Yes.
So, I always, you know, you watch a show, and a lot of shows have some sort of romantic involvement. Like, pretty much every show, right? Like, there's very few shows that are like, no, we're just going to do this thing. So, watching anime or on High School Host Club got my OTP. She doesn't end up with my OTP. Watch Fruits Basket. Got my OTP. She doesn't end up with my OTP.
Was it on the first one? Was it the twin that dyed his hair?
Yeah.
Wait, what was the second one?
Fruits Basket.
Was it the guy that turned into the cat?
No, that's the one she ends up with.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Oh, you like the mouse one?
Yes.
I'm just making shit up.
Or the silver-haired guy. I don't know his name.
Yeah, he's the mouse. He's the prince.
Yeah. Yeah, the prince guy.
What's the third one?
Gilmore Girls. Jess.
Doesn't end up.
She ends up with no
nobody.
One. Which is very strong. Like, I don't need no man.
Sorry if there's spoilers there. We just ruined three shows for everybody.
I started watching Scandal because I was bored.
Scandal is an ABC TV show.
Got my OTP. Doesn't end up with OTP.
So far.
Pretty sure she's not going to because she's too, excuse my language, dickmatized by the fucking president of the United States. Get the fuck out of here, girl.
Dickmatized? By the president?
By the president.
Oh.
She's having an affair with the president.
We started a new show before Thanksgiving. Pushed pretty much all the way through it. And then now we've reached the point.
No, I got to the end of season two and I got mad and table flipped and stopped it. And then I looked at the wiki and got mad, and I was like, I'm not watching the show.
How many seasons? It's still on, right?
Yeah.
They dragged it on too long. I think one season, they should have just cut it out.
No, not one season. Three. I think three would have been really good.
Okay.
You got, like, the peak, and, you know, you got the mountain. You got the first season to build it up.
What's the rant? What do you
It's
about?
It's like I subconsciously always pick the guy or girl that never gets what
the
ends
underdog.
Up. It's like, do I do that? Because a lot of, like, Fruits Basket was building that one guy up to be, like, the one. And the underdog was the cat guy. And she goes with that guy. He's the underdog.
I paired up the cat guy and the mouse guy. They're my OTP.
It's just like...
They didn't end up together.
All these shows. There's more shows that I probably am forgetting. But every single time I watch a show and there's the person... And there's multiple choices.
The weird rebellious guy that's kind of... odd.
And they never go with
it. It's always kind of cool.
No, because
I want Ichigo and Orihime to be together.
Yeah.
But they always pair him with what's the other girl's name? The dark haired one?
Rukia.
Yeah.
But she's supposed to be with Renji.
Is she?
And that's how I want it to be. Yeah. I want Renji and Rukia, and I want Ichigo and Orihime, and that's not how it's going. I mean, okay, look. I could go off on a Bleach rant suddenly.
Yeah, because that's one that's kept going.
Because Ichigo needs to get his head out of his ass and just, like,
what's
kiss someone.
On?
Let's be for real. I mean, Orihime's got the
Bleach
boobies.
For a while.
Come on. No, sorry. I haven't either. I got mad at Bleach because he wasn't.
So everyone's probably like, they got together?
Right, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
He's with someone right now.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Don't upset us.
That's my rant. I always pick the wrong OTP. Like, I can't pick a successful OTP.
We have fanfiction. Wrong OTP that that's she chose in real life.
That's yes, what he that's said. When I was talking about it, he goes, "Oh,
snap! You're really bad at judging relationships."
So, no, you're my OTP. Aww.
Or you're your OTP is like walking around outside right now.
No, because
throwing rocks out our windows.
I pick my OTP, but I like it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, they need to get together.
But that's not who you're meant to be with. The universe picks somebody else.
Am I living in my own TV world? Is this it? Is this happening? Who's the other guy? Where's the other guy? Where's my OTP?
Yeah, where's my OTP?
Have my past relationships been other people's OTP and then you're not people's OTP?
Yeah, exactly.
Are we upsetting?
Exactly.
It's getting too meta.
What's that show, that movie, where he lives in a TV show?
Drew Carey. I'm not
Drew Carey.
Jim Carey.
Truman Show.
God. Too many Careys, first of all. That's a good movie. No spoilers.
We're spoiling really old things.
Well, I mean,
that's okay. I mean, we Tim and I talked about this. Like, what's the
limit
on spoilers?
10 years.
Like a year? Like if it's a year,
everything we're talking about is 10 years
if it's
old.
If it's a year old, you should be like Gilmore Girls. Yeah. Like if it's a year old, you should have probably at least seen it. Maybe.
Spoiled it yourself.
Yeah. So then it's like. Mm.
You think spoilers are only really like when you see a GIF on Tumblr about the episode that just
fucking
happened.
Tumblr. Doctor Who?
I mean, when they don't hashtag.
I haven't seen the Doctor Who.
Okay, so no! Kevin decided to get rid of our cable, which we had BBC America, which means we could have watched Doctor Who.
But it's not out for BBC America yet.
It doesn't matter. And Sherlock. So we get rid of it, and Kevin's like, oh, like the new Doctor Who's out in England. And he's like, I really want to watch it. Because he really likes the new guy. Newer guy.
The old guy.
I like him too. The doctor's supposed to be old and angry and weird.
And he's like, something big happened because it's like trending everywhere. And da, 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 da. And so I was like, I'm going to spoil it. So I go onto Tumblr. And you know how Tumblr has like the homepage where like the trending stuff is happening?
Yeah.
It's Doctor Who. And the GIF, the mini GIF on the trending thing in this little box is what the big thing happens. And I was like, if someone was just like, I'm going on Tumblr homepage, and they saw that, the whole
That's
show
a spoiler.
Would just
okay.
And I was like, well,
this
there it is.
It's not a 10-year-old thing. Yeah, there we go. We just
Or Facebook spoils a lot of things. People will watch the weekly shows like on Facebook, and then they'll be like, oh my god, this just happened.
You know, like, they make plugins to block specific keywords, so you can just block posts.
I had
posts.
That plugin, and it fucked up my Facebook, so I had to delete it. Because I tried to block the word Seahawks.
And then Facebook disappeared because that's all people talk about.
It imploded because
like,
every
well, what
Sunday.
What did she want to see then?
Every Sunday there was nothing happening because the Seahawks were happening.
Yeah.
And it was like, I blocked the word like football, Seahawks, go Seahawks. And then it like did it, but then it like was fucking up other things. And then Facebook was mad at the plugin, so they were trying to sue the plugin guy. And so I just had to get rid of that plugin. But it did get rid of the word Seahawks. Sorry. Every Sunday, my Facebook gets accosted with football references. Okay.
You're done? No more rants?
Why don't you talk? Why don't like Rebecca talk about something? Rebecca?
What were we just talking about?
OTPs.
Oh. OTPs.
I don't know.
I don't have anything. I'm the deadbeat loser. I'm a dead weight.
I don't know. You got boots on sale. That's something to try.
Yeah, I got boots. I got hunter boots.
What was your Black Friday haul?
We talked about our Black Friday. I got Samsung flat screen.
But not 4K because we're old people and can't.
43.
Okay, flat screens have been around for like 15 years now. The fact that we're like bragging about flat screens.
I'm not bragging. I'm just being,
doing
my thing. It's 1080. Whatever, because 4K
hurts
like,
the eyeball.
It's 3D, that's but it's like
3D is
weirdly
tricky.
Cut out three. I don't know.
The frame rate is what makes it look weird.
Hertz.
It's the frame rate. I don't think it's a 4K.
Yeah.
It's not 4K because 4K just is resolution. It's the frame rate that fucks you up.
Makes everything look so real.
The frame rate, yeah, it hurts. It's like, no, it's moving like too smoothly, you know.
We can do that.
We do have the frame rate, but I'm not gonna scare everybody. I was gonna say something.
Oh,
okay. Speaking of when you were bragging about getting a flat screen.
Oh, I was bragging about it.
Well, you said flat
Rated
screen.
On my blog. I was being sarcastic towards myself.
RebeccaBlogs.com. That's her website. Don't go there because it's her website.
Don't go there if it was my website.
Oh. There's a lady at my work, and she's like, I mean, she's an older lady. She's
her mid 30s.
She's about 50, She's 55.
Whoa.
Come on. So she's talking to me, and she's like, oh, I got my first Blu-ray player. And I was like, oh, cool. You know, that's nice. And then she's like, yeah. And it's a good thing my son gave me his old flat screen TV because the Blu-ray player doesn't work on tube TVs. I was like, you had a tube TV. Like I felt so like millennial. Like you had a tube TV still. Like it's 2015.
Well, obviously she's a homeowner and doesn't have to move each year. So congratulations on your tube TV.
Yeah, because
us
that
kids
carrying
constantly have to be like TV in one arm, you know, rest of your shit over the other shoulder, going fuck. Running down the street like maniacs.
Yeah, and I just realized, like, I don't know, just, I mean, we grew up with two TVs, so it was
sure
not,
did. We had a huge one.
Yeah, and like, I don't know why. To me, I was just like, you still have a tube? To me, it was just like so weird.
I mean, my dad just got rid of his when it moved.
They never used that TV.
Yeah,
though.
They did. That was the one downstairs one? In my mom's office.
Oh, I thought that was the one in the ping pong room.
Oh, that used to be in my mom's office.
Yeah.
Until they got a flat.
They don't use that one.
Well,
they hadn't used it. Since we started dating, that TV was in the ping pong room.
Okay,
yeah.
Fine. That thing. Well, they
that
just
got
rid of it.
That was one of those, you know, those tube TVs when they got to be flat in the front, like the huge ones that were like flat in front, but then the back was like huge.
Yes, they do.
They had that in their like game room. Mm-hmm.
200 plus pounds.
It's, I mean, and they were moving, and I was like, I don't want to be present when that's being moved, because like five people have to like move that thing. It was so big
and heavy.
Yeah,
I remember getting,
maybe that's the kind of tube TV she had.
Maybe I remember getting yelled at because I couldn't carry it down the stairs. I'm sorry, I'm 12 and I can't lift 200 pounds.
God damn it, Kevin.
That was the discussion.
Okay, anyways, yes. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I'm sorry we got way off topic, but I hope it was entertaining. We love you. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Elite Cosplay, on Twitter at Elite _ Cosplay. And we will also have t-shirts coming soon, so look out for that on all our social media.
Probably store.elitecosplay.com, but that's not up yet, so don't go there.
Don't go there, but that will probably be what it is. Yes. Cosplay t-shirts, which we're super excited about. Can't wait to put one on.
Cosplayshirts.com too. That point.
Oh yeah, we do own cosplayshirts.com, so
don't go there.
We'll give
don't ever go to
we'll
any
we'll give
of
Rebecca
these
one probably to model. Will you model, Rebecca?
Anyway, and then we will and then go ahead and visit elitecosplay.com/amazon for any Amazon purchases
to support us.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you for listening.
I love you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.